WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
There was nothing like it. If you had to rank the most important TV events of all time, the Apollo 11 mission would have to be number one, above the Kennedy assassination, above anything else ever televised. An estimated 600 million Earthlings watched on July 20th, 1969, as Neil Armstrong took that first giant leap for mankind. In celebration of the event's 20th anniversary, TV is sprinkling moon dust everywhere you look. CBS presented a primetime special last week, and just about every network this side of the Weather Channel is planning some sort of moon landing special or anniversary report this week. But if you're going to watch only one, it should be the one on the Arts and Entertainment Network. A&E is commemorating the moonwalk the same way it commemorated the 25th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy, by presenting unedited real-time coverage of NBC's news reports at the time. The show begins this Thursday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, when Edwin Newman introduces this newest As It Happens special. Watch again, or for the first time, as Neil Armstrong stands on the ladder of the lunar module, waits until Mission Control turns on the TV camera, then descends to the sandy surface of the moon.
Houston, this Neil radio check.
Neil, this is Houston, loud and clear. Break, break, buzz, this is Houston. Radio check and verify TV circuit breaker in.
Roger, TV circuit breaker's in. Space pod clear.
And we're getting a picture on the TV. Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
I'm going to step off the limb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
10:56 p.m. Eastern Time.
It really is remarkable to see it all again, to sit there and remember what it was like to be amazed and afraid by what TV was showing us. The pictures were astoundingly clear, the sound amazingly crisp. And when you watch those guys hopping down off the ladder, then jumping back up in the less powerful lunar gravity, it was like watching a science fiction movie. Only this was different. This was science fact. It was an internationally shared TV event that made the idea of a global village a reality. Everyone watched. Well, only one out of every six people on the planet actually watched, but everyone I knew was watching. It seemed at the time to remind everyone of how beautiful and fragile our planet was, and how, from the perspective of space, we were all in this together. It's something we may have forgotten since, but watching the moonwalk coverage 20 years later brings it all back home.